Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And after he got put on the bench, he decided to quit. So I really don't even know why this is like a controversial topic. Seems pretty clear cut to me. But Jim Boeheim weighed in last night, and he thinks Duke is actually better because the guy was making them worse than they otherwise would be. It is true that, you know, since he got bench slashed removed, Duke has won two games, and Duke is playing better. But we'll see if it's enough to actually get that season turned around in a way where the Blue Devils can compete for an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament, because right now they are way far away from that.
Story number four.
It's official today. Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West after nearly 7 years of marriage. This had been expected for a while. It had been reported on for a while. Unsurprising that it would come late on a Friday afternoon. That is usually when news dumps like this tend to happen. So obviously everybody is getting their jokes in, and it's unexpected. And on some level, you know, if they're really funny, I'll laugh at them, I guess. But I don't, you know, they're nothing funny. These are real people. You know, I mean, they're super famous people, but they're real people who, like, once upon a time loved each other, and I'm certain thought they were going to spend the rest of their lives together. And now they got four kids. Like, I don't care how rich you are or how rich you're not, how famous you are, how famous you're not. Going through a divorce with kids is not fun. You know, Northwest, the oldest child, like, she's old enough to understand what's going on right now. Like, that's not fun. That's not funny to me, I guess. You know, like, my parents got divorced when I was young. And, I'm fine. And, but, like, that was not easy, you know? And anytime you see kids go through that, it's tough. And so I know these kids live in an amazing house, and their parents are literally billionaires, and they've got nannies and aunts and uncles and cousins, and I'm sure they will be fine. And they're obviously better equipped to go through this than most kids. But there's still kids whose parents are getting a divorce. There's still kids who are going to have to spend some time with mom and then some time with dad. And it won't make them that unique. Millions of kids grow up that way. But it's not always the best way to grow up. And it's never an easy thing to actually live through. So I don't know. I guess can't laugh as hard as some others can laugh. Because when I see that, I don't think super famous person and super famous person, their marriage fell apart, ha ha ha. I think, ugh, those four kids are now going to have to, you know, live in a way that they didn't plan on living. And that probably isn't, it's not the fairy tale that I'm certain people had in mind for them once upon a time. That said, like, it's all completely understandable. You know, when you strip away all the fame, what you have is a woman who is married to a man who's got serious mental health problems and doesn't appear to be willing to take them seriously. Like, he won't stay medicated, so he is outlandish in a very public way. And I don't want to speak for Kim Kardashian, because how could I? But I would imagine after a while, like, if this person knows they need help and they have all the means to get all the help that they could ever need, and the medicine has been prescribed, but they just won't take it. And so the behavior is so erratic that it's just exhausting. It should be unsurprising that somebody at some point would say, I've done all I can do. So, again, this is pretty predictable. and it'll be a big headline throughout the weekend. But according to the reports, it is about as amicable of a divorce as you could have between two super famous, super rich people. They had a prenup. Nobody's contesting it. They're not fighting over custody. Like, again, if you believe the reporting, they're getting along pretty well as they decide to live separate lives. So I guess that's the good news, and I wish them both happiness and whatever comes next. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business-class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big.
Nah, let me try that again.
Big. Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Encore flavor. Corky's Barbecue.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
So if you're going to be stuck in the house the next few days, I want to tell you about some great stuff Xfinity X1 has going on right now on the X1 platform. If you want to make it a movie night, they've extended Xfinity Movies Week and added even more free new titles like Sonic the Hedgehog, Men in Black 4, Bad Boys for Life, and so much more. That is all on the house while you're in the house. Plus, with Xfinity Movie Premiere, you now have access to movies that are still in theaters like Wonder Woman 1984, News of the World, The Croods, A New Age, Monster Hunter, and many other titles. And this is really cool, too. To celebrate Black History Month, Xfinity X1 has a new collection. It's called Black Experience, and it's featuring hit titles like Pursuit of Happiness, 42, Judas and the Black Messiah, tons of featured music, and much more. You just say Black Experience into your X1 voice remote to check out all those titles. And if you're not an X1 customer, what are you waiting for? Not only is X1 delivering the simplest, most complete way to access all of your entertainment on all of your screens, but you're going to enjoy instant access to the most free TV shows and movies and loads of kids programming, all included with your service at no additional cost. And as always, with X1 DVR, you can watch and record up to 6 shows, plus start watching in one room and finish in another. So do like we did in our house, change the way you experience TV today with Xfinity X1. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, so smooth you can drink it straight. And it really is what I get when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on vodka if you want to. There's more expensive bottles. I just don't know why you do that. If I have identified for you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, then that should be the vodka for you. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. You can get the big bottles most places for less than $20. They got flavored vodkas if that's your thing. Lemon, coconut, apple, watermelon. If they don't have the flavor you want at the liquor store where you shop, ask them to get it for you. They can get it for you. New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. It's New Amsterdam vodka. Next time you are in a restaurant or a bar or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. You know, Jennifer Biggs I had on the radio show today, and she said what you do is you take a glass, and you head out, and you fill it up with snow, and then you pour, two-thirds of a glass of lemonade in there, and then fill it up with vodka, and you got yourself a nice snowy winter drink.
I'm in. I'll do it in a minute. If it'll help get this snow out of my life, I'll drink it. I'll drink snow tonight. I got a real problem on my hands.
What?
I have run out of New Amsterdam vodka.
Oh, Gary, go get some. I'm out on the road right now. It's not bad.
I've got this.
I'm literally, it's the first time I've been driving talking to you in like 2 weeks. But yeah, it's not bad.
I've got this app on my phone. It's called Life 360, and it like keeps track of me in case I ever lose myself. Mm-hmm. It tells me everywhere. It tells me exactly where I'm at and where I've been. And like it's got my son's on it, my wife's on it. We all just like it's actually neat to have. And so it always tells like you exactly where somebody is. So like when I look at my wife right now, it says at A Denali since 12:12 today. If I look at me, it says Gary Parrish, that's my name. It's got my little picture there. It says at Parrish House since February 11th. I haven't left my house in more than a week.
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. No, I say it's not bad. I don't want someone out there to run into something, but it's not. The sun's been out, so it's melted. The main roads all now are mostly asphalt. Side roads are still mostly snow, but even that, it's not as bad. Yeah, now you've just been – so I would get in your one of your vehicles. And where do you get your New Amsterdam vodka?
There's a liquor store right next to a craft beer store that is at the Exxon right off of the interstate when you get off at the main exit in Hernando. And so that's the people who own it are – awesome people, and so I typically go there on my way home.
Not far. I just go there. Go get some New Amsterdam vodka.
I guess I'm gonna have to, but I kind of like my status being at Parrish House since February 11th.
So it'll change. Like if you leave, it will now say at Parrish House. If you leave, go get vodka and come back, it'll say at Parrish House since 6:27 p.m.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. But, like, it's even more detailed than that. It's amazing. Like, if Aiden were driving right now, I would be able to watch him drive. And it has like, 40 – he's going 42 miles per hour, 45 more miles per hour, 41 miles per hour. It updates everything in real time. Like, there was one time he was back pre-pandemic, and he was on the lacrosse team at Lausanne, and after their match or game, whatever you play,
can you tell him running? You see him running across around the field on the regular match.
If he had his phone with him, yes, you could. But we told him don't carry your phone on the lacrosse.
I'm not that familiar with the game, so I didn't know if phones were involved. But go
no,
ahead.
He does not use his phone. But after the game, he said, "Hey, some of the guys on the team are going to the rendezvous. Can I go to the rendezvous?" And we said, "Sure, go to the rendezvous. Just go there, and then when you're done, come home." And so it's maybe, I don't know, 10:30 at night. He's on his way home, and I'm watching on the app, and he's driving down the interstate. This is how detailed it is. And it's like 65 miles per hour, 73 miles per hour. I'm like, slow down. And then it's like, 65, and then it's like it stops.
And
he's
no.
He's clearly on the interstate, and it says 0 miles per hour. And I was sitting upstairs at my desk, and it's like late on a Friday night, like 10:30, and when I glance down, because if somebody stops, it'll say they've been stopped at this place since whatever time. So for me, it's February 11th, but for him, it was like since 10:31, and it's now 10:39. So he's been stopped on the interstate for 8 minutes. And I ran downstairs. Like, Kelly, get up. She was in bed. Get up. We got to go. Aiden's not answering his phone, and he's been stopped
on
the internet.
And he didn't answer it either.
He didn't answer his phone when I called. He was pulled over. That's all it was. He was just pulled over. But I was it was like a nervous wreck, right? Because
you're dead on the side of the road. Oh,
right.
My God.
Yeah, but like that's how detailed it is. He stopped on the interstate.
See, that's an example, though, of where information, if you didn't know any of that, you would not have you wouldn't have had that moment of panic. Imagine if you, Gary, when your parents had you'd been carrying a phone everywhere where you were going when you were in high school. Would that have like been good?
Well,
here's what would happen when I was in high school. I said, "All right, Mom, I'm going to Andy Magus's house," and then I might not. Who knows where the hell I'd go? And I'd come back at 11:30, 12, whenever it was my curfew, and that was that. And they'd say, "How was it? Where'd you go?" And I might tell the truth or I might lie. But either way, there was no way to check.
Well,
unless you don't want to call everyone's moms, you know, whatever. You can do that.
So I think it cuts both ways. On one hand, like, I was a nervous wreck for about a 10-minute period of time for no reason whatsoever. He had just been pulled over. I think he had, you know, he was just, you know, his first year of driving a lot.
Yeah.
And he didn't have his lights on, you know, and got pulled over for not having his lights on. And so the cop was just gave him a warning and it was fine. But so I was unnecessarily worried there. On the other hand, it does kind of prevent you from, like, as a teenager. Or doing something you're not supposed to. Like, if he tells me he's going somewhere, if he goes somewhere else, I will see it. I mean, you could trick me. You could say you're going somewhere, leave your phone at that place, and then take off somewhere else. But that seems like a lot of trouble, you know? So.
Well, and look what it's done for you. You haven't left your house. It's had a real constrictive effect on you.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving my house.
I haven't done anything.
Is it a good thing? Do we not want our teenagers to be out there and experiencing freedom a little bit?
I don't want. No, I
don't either. Like I actually, I've come since I had a teenager. When I first got to the CA, there was some school was drug testing kids, right? And I wrote a column about standing up for the right for kids to be, you know, whatever. Now. Like, so Lausanne drug tested if you got in the system, like if there was some reason to think that person might, right, then after that. But I will tell you as a parent now, I prefer the Christian Brothers system where they just drug test you and you know you're going to be drug tested because that then acts as a real – I mean, I hate to say it. I've changed completely as a parent. That acts as a real deterrent. And I think the Life 360 thing, same thing. My kid is much less – You can say to your friends who are trying to get you to take a hit off this joint, I'm sorry, we're going to be drug tested. And I'm in favor of it.
Oh, I'm in favor of that, too. I'm in favor of mandatory drug tests. But, like, it's also, like, it worked for practical reasons as well. Like, let's say back when I used to leave my house, if I'd be in studio and Kelly and I decided we're going to go get dinner tonight, and I would say, okay, well, why don't you just pick me up at the studio? So I get off the air at 6, and I don't have to call her and say, okay, how far are you away?
When you're near, whatever else, yeah.
I can watch her drive to the studio and know exactly. So, like, oh, she's not going to be here for 15 more minutes. Let me go ahead and send this email. Oh, no, she's pulling up right now. Let me go ahead and pack my bag.
Let me ask you this. Aiden goes to Emory.
Right.
Does he have it on?
That's the thing. I do wonder with that because I've got a friend of mine I work with at CBS Sports, and she's a producer there. She's probably early 30s, right? And she's single. And she's, you know, pre-pandemic, she's early 30s, you know, single, living in New York City. She's living her life. And she said that, you know, they've got this same app. You know, she's just had it for years, and it's her dad and her mom and her brothers and sisters, and she's on there. And so, like, she went home with some guy one night. You know, she lives on, she lives in, I don't want to get too specific, but she lives on in one part of the city, and the guy lived in, let's just say, lower Manhattan. And so her dad's looking at the app, and her dad's like, why is she in a residence in lower Manhattan since 1:15 in the morning? And, you know, so the next day she's talking to her dad, and the dad's like, so I noticed you were in Lower Manhattan last night.
Oh, no,
and
Dad.
And she's like, Dad, cut it out. You know, like, stop looking at it or take me off of it, but I'm not going to answer questions. At the age of 30, I'm not going to answer questions about where I was last night, who I was with, and why I did it. So, like, that's the other side of it is, you know, your parents really can't monitor everywhere you are unless you turn it off. I don't guess I'm going to require. At some point, you just have to trust your kids, right? Especially when they're not kids anymore, when they're adults.
Right. Well, certainly when they're freaking 30, but you don't, I guess it'd be entertaining, you know? I mean, first of all, let's be honest. If your parents had yours on, they'd be like, Gary's at his house again. Like, whatever. Like, you know, they just give up for boredom looking at it. But at some point, and I think, I hate to say it, I think the point is college. I think when they go to college, I mean, again, it's kind of a deal. Aiden's a kid who won't ask. Like, he's not going to see Dad take me off the app. But I think when they go to college, they shouldn't be on the app anymore. I don't even think you want – like, it's actually been one of the great things about being an empty nester is when my boys – and it was mostly Ben because he was the one who was the most social. When they were home, I could not go to sleep until they were home and in their beds, right? I just couldn't. Like, Julie could, but I couldn't. I couldn't go to sleep. I just couldn't. Me being awake didn't keep them from harm, you know. It didn't keep them from harm, but I could not go to sleep until they were home and in their beds, or until I knew if they were staying at someone else's house where they were staying and that they were in for the night. And now, on a given Friday night, who the hell knows where they all are? But I don't worry about it because they're out of sight, out of mind. Now, not out of mind. I can think about them, but it's that anxiety is gone. That I used to have on a Friday night. Boy, I hope they're okay, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm so unplugged from it. And so I think it's kind of healthier for you and for Aiden if he's off of it once he goes to college.
Yeah, like I won't walk into his room and say, eliminate yourself from the app.
Right.
But if he does it, it's fine. Like, I'm not
right.
that's not what I'm going to fight about. Because you're exactly right. I don't want to be sitting around on a Friday night and it's like, he's in, this part of Atlanta. I wonder
where is he? Yeah. You have no control. And you'd feel like an idiot texting him and saying, what are you doing in that part of Atlanta? You know, you're not gonna, right? So it's not helpful information at all to know.
Yeah. I'm so boring on the app. I just stay at my house all the time. This is February 11th. I'm going to leave in a minute just to break my streak. I feel like I need to.
Well, this has been a hell of a, like, today. I was all, you know, and it's, thankfully the snow is melting a little bit because this whatever today. But today is one of the day when it wasn't a joke before. Like, there were people who were really suffering before. There were real issues before. There were homeless folks who were suffering. There were folks without water, whatever. But this is the day when it's like, come on, man. Like, the disaster that they did with the restaurants today, that the health department did, is crazy to have the health departments they say they're all going to have to close because of the boil water order. So what do? They take all the reservations off the board, and then an hour and a half later, however long, not long after, they say, no, as long as you can boil water, you can stay open. Well, it wasn't hard enough. Like, now they've literally shut – they're ready for this weekend of whatever. They get rid of all the reservations. Now all of a sudden you can do it if you can boil water? Like, get your freak – I have basically been on the side of – the health department is a really hard job, and I won't be excessive. But that's preposterous what they did today. And then obviously we learned that 1,300 vaccines went to waste because of the weather. And then the airports closed, and we got the boil water order. And now it feels much more. I feel like going to Cancun.
I'm ready to go to Cancun myself. Are you boiling water? Or have you boiled water yet?
No, I. Early on, I sort of heard that this was coming. I filled up some pots. I filled up some pots because, you know, there was this rumor, which is false, that they were going to cut off the water. So really, that's why I filled up the pots. And I also filled up half of a bathtub because I just heard that, like, early – this was yesterday, mid-afternoon, that there was this thing might – and then that turned out to be false and is one of the rumors that's just flying around. They've gone out of their way to tell people, do not fill up pots. And do not fill up your tub because we're not cutting off the water. Although they said if you are a big water user, a significant water user, they might
restrict your water. Like not a home, but a business that uses a lot of water, kind of thing. So I have these pots of water that I got beforehand, and I have made coffee once from those, and then I've been drinking LaCroix, which I don't boil before I drink the LaCroix. And I did brush my teeth this morning without boiled water because it reflects if I just forgot. And otherwise, I have not boiled water. But I guess I will if I have some more water. I don't really use water much. I mean, I shower with the bacteria-filled water. You're allowed to. And so that's really – all I really use water for is coffee. And then, I'm not going to run the dishes, and I'm not going to not going to run the clothes, although I don't think that's probably a big problem, but I'm not going to do that either. What else do I use water for? I don't really drink water much out of the tap. I hate to say it. Probably should more. I drink LaCroix. So, no, haven't boiled yet, but I might.
And this doesn't impact me at all down here in Mississippi, huh? I can still just use my water however
you I can see do whatever
fit.
You want, and all the people, all the superior people who are feeling pretty high and mighty that they moved to Germantown or Collierville or where do you live, Bennett?
Right down the street from the station, East Memphis.
So you're boiling water. Yeah,
we boiled a lot of water today.
Did you really? Oh, because you got a little one.
Yeah,
we got
a little one, so yeah.
But there's a lot of folks who this has no application to, but that they might be impacted by the fact that restaurants are closed. Some are now open. You'll have to look into it individually. There might be impacted by the fact that the airport is closed. And, it's fascinating that obviously the Pistons were already here, so that's why they're having that game, I presume. But, I guess charter flights will be able to come and go anyway. I don't really know. Cargo flights are allowed. Are the Pistons going to be allowed to fly out? I have not looked into it. Even if you're not having to boil water, you can certainly be impacted by all this.
Binnick, do you have proper water pressure right now?
No, it's super low. Like, really, really low.
So what happens? It's like a dribble comes out?
Yeah, I mean, it's, it's still usable. Like, we still have water coming out of the faucets, but it's way lower than we're used to, which that's fine. I mean, that's not the biggest deal. But it is just different. We can't flush our toilet. Yeah. We gotta put more water. Yeah, we gotta put more water in the toilet because it's not, because of the low water pressure, it's not refilling.
I see. Well, it's funny because I heard Jason say that his water pressure is fine and there's no brown water, and so he thinks he's unaffected by this. He's still going to go ahead and boil water and take one for the team, but he's unaffected. And I don't think that's how it works. You can have perfectly fine water pressure in your home and not brown water, but you could still have bacteria in your water because the issue, I think, is that there's been no evidence of bacteria in water, but the issue is that the water could become contaminated because the pressure is so low throughout the entire system. Is my understanding is, well, that's what the, is that what the issue could be? Again, it's precautionary. We don't know that it's in bacteria infused, but my water pressure is fine, but I'm still not drinking my water, and I don't think I should unless I boil it.
Remember how great it was when we could go to the store without a mask on and just like run our water however we wanted. What happened,
dude? In the store, the store is rough right now too. Just FYI to everyone out there, if you're going to get like milk or something like that, good luck.
Forget it.
Yeah, good luck.
Someone sent me a tweet and they said, can you imagine this if you'd seen this headline? If there was the front page of the Daily Memphian, right? And all the things, all the headlines that were like in this thing were boil water order, airport closed, vaccinations, put on hold. It was all like, what the hell is going on here? A year ago, if you'd seen this collection of headlines, you would have been, what the hell happened in Memphis, right? Or in the universe that this happened? I mean, it was so much better when we could drink our water and go to the grocery store without a mask and flush our toilets without priming the pump individually each time. The things we took for granted.
It's like one of those movies where like the opening scene is just like Earth, like d- d- devastated, and it's sort of setting this, like, you know, 70 years into the future, this really bad thing right. happened, and then now here's the movie. Like, we're in that right now.
and then you want to see what unfolded to make them like that. What happened to those people to put them in that horrible condition? And that's it. Like, how did this? Why are all these things happening? Yeah, we know exactly. Well, let's see. There was a pandemic and then an incredible storm. It's just insanity that here we are.
It's too much. It's too much. Enough is enough.
That's why I would say the New Amsterdam vodka is the way to go here. Get in your car, leave your house, 360, live 360, whatever the heck it's called. Yes. Leave your house. And then if you really get an urgent situation, you can use the New Amsterdam to help flush the toilet.
There you go. I am looking so forward to like 5:56 because it's just been a hard week, like with all this TV and then everything else on top of it, and tonight is the first night all week where I don't have a million things I need to start doing at 6:02 to prepare for the next day.
I was so happy to be done with radio today. I love my radio show. I love being on the air. And this is this segment. I mean, I'm literally doing it. So I'm driving, whatever. It's a piece of cake. But I was so happy. This week is the longest week of work that I believe I've ever had. It really did feel. I thought yesterday was Friday. It felt ridiculous. The idea that it took this long to get to Friday is ridiculous. And hopefully we'll be. I mean, we won't be normal on Monday. There's no, you know, but we, you know, at least the blizzard stuff will be done, right? And hopefully we can drink our water, but maybe not. Like, it's unclear exactly when our water is going to be safe. I don't know.
I used to have big desires in life. Now all I want is to not have to wear a mask to the store. I want to be able to use my water however I see fit, and I want to be able to dry my clothes. That's it. It's the only thing I want in this life. The only thing I want.
Oh, wait. When's Bubba coming?
Bubba came today, and we have identified the problem. Here's the problem. He has to get the part, and all the stores are closed. So I'm like, Bubba, can you break into a store? I want to dry my clothes. I just want to wash stuff and dry it. That would give me so much pleasure right now. And he was like,
perfect. So when are they going to be open?
I'm assuming Bubba tossed Monday out there. I countered with tomorrow, I was like, so what are we looking at here? And he said, well, you know, I would think the stores, they should be open by Monday. I'm like, you think they should be open by tomorrow, maybe? And he seemed to be leaning more toward Monday. So either way, I guess by Monday I'll be able to wash and dry clothes, but it's too much. I know other people got bigger problems, but like they don't mean I don't have some problems. You know, my problems might not be as much as some, but they're still mine.
No, we all. I think it's safe to say we all have problems.
We all have problems. Nobody is problem free except for old Ted Cruz because he went to Cancun. You know what? He ain't looking.
He traded his own problems. He's come clean on that, by the way. He has at first, after lying and saying he was always planning to come back. If you read the statement, he didn't actually say I was always planning to come back. It was worded to give that impression, and then people discovered that he rebooked his ticket to come back, and then he came clean and said he should not have done it. It was a mistake, and it was, and it very clearly was. The idea that you would think, as your state is melting down, that you would fly off to Cancun is just astonishing.
Did you see the New York Times got a hold of the group text message that Ted Cruz's wife went in? Like, how
wild? What do you think of the ethics of that? What are the ethics, GP, of you're Ted Cruz's neighbor, and you get this group text message saying, it's freezing, we're going to stay at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun, who's with us? And also sort of indicating this whole thing was planned for the entire weekend. That's whatever. What are the ethics of, as a neighbor, handing over the text message to the New York Times?
Okay, here we go. Because I thought about this. If I would not do that to one of my neighbors, I mean, I might do it to one of my neighbors. No. I would not do that to one of my neighbors. But if one of my neighbors was Ted Cruz, I would 100% do it. I hate that guy. I would 100% do it to him. Like, he probably thinks I like him because I'm his neighbor. I live down the street. and our wives are friends.
Yeah, but is that would you do it just to a neighbor who you don't like, or does it have to be like?
No, it would
like
have to
you
be.
You don't like Ted Cruz in a global sense, like you believe he does evil things for this country, right? So
right, I believe he's a bad person. I believe he's a bad person, and so I wouldn't do it to my neighbor. If it just served the purpose of embarrassing my neighbor, but if it served the purpose of
what if your neighbor was a guy who like shot fireworks off too much, and so he's a neighbor who irritated you, but he wasn't Ted Cruz, he wasn't doing harmful things to the country, he wasn't undermining democracy, he wasn't anything like that. He was just like, yeah, he's constantly like shooting off his fireworks, whatever, 1-2 in the morning. He leaves his dog out to bark too long, whatever. Can you then tell the New York Times about the text?
I would not do that. I mean, I leave my dog out too long. You know, like like I shoot fireworks on July 4th. So I would not do it. I would not expose an aggravating neighbor or even a neighbor I didn't like. To me, the way I would rationalize doing this to Ted Cruz is because I would be exposing this very important person in our country, exposing him for the fraud that he is. And I would feel I could justify that as doing something good as opposed to
screwing your neighbor.
Right. Right. I would say this is serving a greater good. This is showing people who this guy really is. That's the way I would do it. So I wouldn't do it if any of my neighbors are listening right now, if I'm in a group text with you, I promise I will not expose you just for the sake of exposing you. But if any of you were a senator?
Undermining democracy, yeah.
Yeah,
and you were trying to suggest that a legal election was not a legal election.
Yeah,
then you're going to go ahead and expose them.
I would have to. I would have to use that opportunity to expose them. But in a vacuum, I don't think making private texts public I don't think that's a cool thing. I'm not down with that. Like sometimes when you see, this. Like the actor Armie Hammer or whatever, like people now making his text messages and direct messages public. I don't that are totally in his personal life. I'm not down with that.
No. I'm not down with that. No. I'm not down with that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But this one is very specific. Ted Cruz is a fraud who was trying to sell a story that wasn't true. Even if he didn't say it, he's like you said, he certainly implied it. If I have evidence that will make him have to tell the truth and expose him as a fraud, I'm happy to do it. In fact, I'm anxious to do it.
Well, we know where the Times got the story then.
Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Ben, what do you think? You're comfortable with Ted Cruz's neighbors exposing him?
Dude, of course.
Yeah.
That dude is a weasel.
He's a weasel.
I mean, come on. You can't even listen to him talk and take him seriously.
He's a weasel.
And I don't even care what side you land on. Just you hear the guy talk and you're just like, okay, this dude, like, give me a break.
You have access to this. You have access to this group text that you know is going to expose this guy who's going to try to be, at least in theory, the next president of the United States. And you know he's a fraud. And you've got evidence that can expose him as a fraud. I think you're doing a patriotic thing by providing that text message to the New York Times because it puts him in a situation where he has no choice. He just has to, at that point, say, yeah, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Like, you force him to – there's no wiggle room out of it. Even if you're going to try to lie, there's no path out of it now. You just have to – all right, it is what it is. If I have that evidence on somebody like that weasel – who was going to try to be the next president of the United States, then I'm happy to share the text message with the New York Times. But if it's just like random neighbor stuff and none of my neighbors are trying to be the next president of the United States for bad reasons, I just leave them alone. I'm not worried about that. Be back in a second.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Jason's head was spinning when he listed his Arlington home with Josh Hysaw. There was barely time to put a sign in the yard. Not even a full 24 hours went by. Home was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
It may be cold outside, but your deals keep getting hotter and hotter, Jeff. Hey, let's conquer the cold and gear up for winter with the Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah President's Day sales event.
We got you covered, Randy. Let's talk. 2021 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 a month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME319038, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M7755638, MSRP 20,660, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725. Include all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing license. With approved credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121. Dealer stock.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool, the neighbor who baked you banana bread, only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at PS. PFGC.com. PFGC.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style ornaments. You ain't owner this. Don't think they owner this. But I'm a jet. Shut down Khalid.
Keep ourselves and our families safe. It's never been more on our minds than it is right now. We're in the middle of a pandemic, for crying out loud. Best way to do it, germ ready. It's a brand new hand sanitizer. It's made in an FDA-approved facility right here in the United States of America. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. One squirt. And listen, trust me, one squirt. You do two, you got too much. One squirt. It takes 30 seconds to apply properly. You rub it in. Your hands are going to be dry. You're going to feel great. And Germ Ready is going to kill 99.99% of all germs. Here's the best part. It's going to keep killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. The best part, the reason it's the best part is because you got a different hand sanitizer. You put it on. 30 minutes later, you put some more on. You touch something, you put some more on. You touch something else, you put some more on. You don't have to do it with Germ Ready. With Germ Ready, you put it on one time. You're protected for up to 6 hours. If you got a purse, put it on, put it in your purse, keep it there for a long time. If you are somebody who's carrying it around in your pocket, you don't have to carry it around in your pocket anymore, unless you're going to be gone for 6 straight hours. It's Germ Ready, and it's available via Amazon Prime. You got an Amazon subscription? Go into that Amazon search engine, type Germ Ready hand sanitizer. It'll pop right up. You can get a bottle for just 10 bucks. They'll bring it to your front door. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. On the web, germready.com. That's germready.com. Grizzlies Pistons scheduled to tip off in a little more than an hour inside FedEx Forum. Grizzlies listed as 4.5-point favorites. Taylor Jenkins spoke to the media just not too long ago. D'Anthony Melton was warming up. He is expected to play. He, of course, has been sidelined for a bit. D'Anthony Melton expected to play. Dylan Brooks was going to be more of a game-time decision, Taylor Jenkins said. They were going to let him go through warm-ups and then make the call on that. But either way, Grizzlies Pistons is coming up right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jessica Benson will have pregame starting at 6:30. Then it's Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let me tell you about FanDuel real quick. One of the things I love about betting on basketball is finding new player props, game props that I can get into. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet. You can only find them at FanDuel. What I like to do is maybe bet a side and then pair it with a prop. So maybe take the Grizz -4.5, pair it with a Ja point total or a Brandon Clark rebound total. I mean, there's a million different ways you can do this. And right now, new and existing users, you can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. It's just one of the many reasons to play at FanDuel. It's where I play, and the reason is because it's easy to use. It's because they have fast withdrawals. They have odds boosts and specials every single day. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try a same game parlay using the promo code Gary at sign up. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. 8-9. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Let me try that again. Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. You can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com. That's Stack's Pancake Kitchen, coming soon to South Haven.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. when they take on the Detroit Pistons. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and Grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously, they're going to have great barbecue at Memphis Barbecue. The owner is a world champion Hall of Famer. But if you're not into barbecue for whatever reason, understand Memphis Barbecue Company still got something for you. What do you want? Fried catfish, grilled salmon, chicken, incredible smoked wings, a burger. Like, the menu is expansive. You can check it out at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. You can make a pickup order there if you would like. They're open for business. You can dine in, and they're doing it under the safest of circumstances. Temperature checks, table spaced out. If you have any sort of symptoms, they don't want you there. They're trying to keep everybody safe. But once you're there, you should be safe. That said, if you feel uncomfortable dining out still, and a lot of people do and completely understand, make a pickup order. They'll even bring it to your car. Whatever you need them to do, they'll do it at Memphis Barbecue Company. That website again, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused that opening segment on the interesting situation developing at Wichita State. Shockers have now won five straight, last team to beat them. Penny Hardaway's Memphis Tigers. They knocked off Houston last night to, I think, put themselves, if not on the right side of the bubble, certainly near it. Either way, they're now first place alone atop the American Athletic Conference standings, and they got an interim coach who is making a real compelling case that he should be the full-time coach. That means he is coaching for his career right now. Get the job full-time, you're a multimillionaire next month. Don't get the job full-time, you're an unemployed assistant coach looking for a job on somebody's staff. Pretty drastic set of circumstances. That's where Isaac Brown finds himself right now. So, again, interesting situation at Wichita State. And I wrote a little bit about it. If you want to see it, CBSSports.com.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies Pistons inside FedEx Forum. It's game 25 for the Grizz. They're 12-12 through 24. The Grizzlies are listed as 4.5-point favorites over the Pistons, who come in here at 8-20. And I see it's just now being reported by the Grizzlies. D'Anthony Melton is active and available to play. Dylan Brooks is out tonight against the Pistons. Does that make you feel any differently about things, Big Bip Bennett?
No, I don't think so. I think they should still be able to handle the Pistons even without Dylan Brooks.
And you look at what their theoretical starting lineup could be, and there's only two guys in it tonight. Jonas and Ja.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I'm laying the points. I don't care, Bennett. It's the Pistons.
I'm not
worried about the Pistons. You know what? Give those Dylan Brooks minutes to D'Anthony Melton. I'm not sure we won't be better off. You know?
I'm not sure
we won't be better off. Grizz minus 4.5. Totals 219.5. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it right here. 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
I don't have a Dateline preview for you.
Oh, it's been a rough week, GP.
No, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was up against it. I was up against it all day. I woke up this morning and had to prepare for a television show, do a television show, finish preparing for a podcast, do a podcast, write the top 25 and one, prep for a radio show, do a radio show. I was up against it.
Yeah.
Had Bubba the dryer repairman here. I've been up against
it. We're up against it anyways. It's all good.
But no. I was still going to do the Dateline preview. Okay. And when I went to do the Dateline preview, I was reminded of something I realized last week but forgot.
What?
Dateline started a three-part series last night.
Oh, so we would be jumping in the middle of something that's already happened.
You can't preview something that's already started,
yeah,
Big Bet Bennett.
That's tough.
I feel like this is a mistake. They, you can't. People are wired to watch Dateline on Friday night. And you can't then have, hey, Dateline's coming on 8 o'clock tonight, and we missed the first 2 hours of this series last night. Like, what are you doing?
No, that's not going to work.
Who made this decision?
Bad choice. Sorry. Bad idea, NBC.
All right, but let me tell you about this story real quick, because it is kind of wild. It's a three-part series about this guy, Thomas Randolph, who is described as the Joe Exotic of true crime. This guy. So, like, I guess you can go to, like, Peacock TV or wherever and probably get caught up on...
Love Peacock.
...on last night's episode and then be ready to go for tonight's episode and tomorrow night's episode. But this guy, Thomas Randolph, he has had 6 wives. 4 of them have ended up dead under sketchy circumstances.
Well, that's a red flag.
Like, how could you decide to be the 6th wife of a guy who's been married five times, and three of his previous wives ended up dead.
Yeah, I mean, if just one dead, maybe, yeah, well, hey, that's just a weird situation. I would think after the second dead, you'd probably be like, yeah, I'm a little worried about this.
Like, everybody, like more often than not, people who marry you die. I'm just not going to get involved in that, you know?
No.
I just think I don't get involved in that one. But incredibly, one woman after another kept getting involved in this, and then they kept dying. He's in jail now, but he's doing interviews, and the story is apparently wild, which is the reason they made it into a three-part series. But part one was last night. Part two's tonight. I just wish they'd have been – just start on Friday. Start on Friday, and we don't have this problem.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I told you I wrote about Isaac Brown and the interesting situation that is developing at Wichita State. I'd led the top 25 and won with it earlier today. So if you want to revisit that again, it's at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap next week?
Man, Ben, and I don't have any idea.
Yeah, we got to get through this weekend. We need the snow to melt. We need to get a little more back to normal, and we'll figure it out, right?
We need the snow to melt. We need my dryer to dry. And I think that's all I need in this world.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, that's good enough. You know, there were times where I had bigger dreams, mm-hmm. you know? I wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
All I want now is for the snow to be gone and for my dryer to dry. That's it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Anything else at this point is, I think, gravy. Anything else is just... I don't need it.
Yeah.
What I need right now is a dryer that dries and this stupid snow to go away. Wish us luck. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to try to enjoy mine. Either way, we'll meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
And the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.